In this bulletin, the government trumpets a return to surplus and tax cuts in the federal budget. Theresa May asks for another Brexit extension. And an Australian rugby league star charged by British anti-doping authorities. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is promoting the benefits of his government's budget for new migrants. The government has begun the process of selling the budget to the Australian people. It's an especially crucial process this year, with a federal election expected to be called within a week. Tax cuts for those earning between $37,000 and $126,000 per year are at the centre of the government's pitch to voters. Speaking to SBS Radio's Punjabi program, Mr. Morrison says new migrants to Australia will benefit from what his government is offering, as all other Australians do.
New migrants pay tax, and under our government they're going to pay less tax. New migrants access hospital and medical services. We're increasing funding for hospital and medical services. We're increasing funding for schools, where migrants also attend schools. See, I look at all Australians as one. Everyone who lives here is accessing the safety of our country and the opportunity to make a new life. And I think one of the great principles that underpin this budget, a fair go for those who are having a go, is the very reason that we have the successful immigrant community that we have.
The federal government has already made an addition to the measures announced in the federal budget. Unemployed Australians have now been offered one-off payments to help pay for their power bills. People on the New Start allowance, which is generally what unemployed people receive, had initially been excluded from the measures. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government has changed its mind.
The Prime Minister, the Finance Minister and myself discussed the issue and we thought it was appropriate to extend it. It's going to cost the budget an extra $80 million because this payment will be out before the end of the financial year. That hits the numbers for the 18-19 year. Doesn't affect the surplus numbers for 19-20. I think it's obviously a prudent decision.
Calls are growing for a ban on Royal Brunei Airlines flying to Australia after the introduction of laws which include people being whipped or stoned to death for sodomy, blasphemy and adultery. The airline flies to and from Melbourne, and activist groups are particularly concerned about the dangers posed to people of diverse gender and sexuality if they travel to Brunei. Thorn Harbour Health Chief Executive Simon Ruth says the Australian government should ban the airline and issue more explicit warnings about the potential dangers.
We have no idea how this is going to roll out over the next week or couple of months, and there needs to be a restriction on travel to Brunei, and we should be discouraging people from travelling to Brunei. It could be putting them at actual risk.
US President Donald Trump is hitting out at NATO members, insisting that they're not meeting their spending targets. While the president has admitted member states are doing a better job at sharing defence costs, he wants to see them spend more in coming years. The comments were made at the organisation's 70th anniversary in Washington. President Trump says that the United States is paying more than it should, and he singled out Germany for not meeting spending targets.
But they're not paying what they should be paying. They're paying close to 1%. And they're supposed to be paying 2%. And the United States, over the years, got to a point where it's paying 4.3%.
In sport, former South Sydney prop Gabrielle Hamlin has been charged with a UK anti-doping violation and provisionally suspended by the Rugby Football League. Hamlin is currently in the second year of a two-year contract with the Warriors, an English Super League team. He joined Wigan from the Rabbitohs last year, after failing to make an NRL appearance. Wigan has already had a suspended points deduction for a breach of the salary cap and lost five games in a row this season. Now, tomorrow's weather across Australia: Perth, a shower or two and 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 29. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 21. Hobart, sunny and 18. Canberra, cloudy and 22. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22. Sydney, a shower or two, 24. Newcastle, similar, 25. Brisbane, a possible shower, 28. Cairns, showers and 30. And Darwin, a shower with the chance of a storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.